Wednesday, Wednesday. Break, 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 break.
Goddamn smoking, man.
Yes, welcome back. It is, what's the date today? October 8th. Damn, another Wednesday.
Wednesday drink day?
Hi, everybody. Are y'all having some drinks? We are. Because it's Wednesday.
And it's drink day.
You know it's halfway through the week. We've made it halfway. The cup is half full still.
Or half empty, or however you look at
right. It. Yeah.
I hate that saying, the glass is half full. That's the worst thing in the world. Yeah.
Oh, you're a pessimist or an optimist. Either way, you're something. You're labeled now because of that phrase that you use.
Yes.
Well, fuck you. It's Wednesday and we're drinking.
And that's all it is to it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be an optimist, a pessimist, a freaking whatever you want to call it. Fuck, it's fucked up.
Exactly. I bet there's a lot of people drinking today that don't admit that they drink.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
Like if they knew they'd... Oh, you drink on Wednesdays?
Well, isn't Wednesdays like ladies' nights in a lot of freaking bars and shit?
I think
I always thought it used to be, but I might be wrong.
Well, I think you can, you know, in a city, you can find a ladies' night on any night.
Any given night?
You know, they'll have a...
I think there's probably more per capita on a Wednesday.
I've been to a ladies' night on Wednesday.
Yeah. It would make sense. It's hump day, you know?
I always get a little perturbed because they're getting their drinks for $1, and I'm paying $4 to $7.
Full price for a drink. Or you got to find one of them ladies to buy you a drink on ladies' night. Then they always want the cash.
No, oh yeah, that's the thing. They always say,
"I'll buy you a drink if
just give me the money and I'll buy your drinks for you." They keep the cash.
Yes,
that's their game.
That's their game. They keep the change. They fucking tip the goddamn waitress or waiter.
I've been bamboozled on that one a couple times because I'm like, yeah, you know what? That sounds like a good deal. Let me give you some money. We can get these cheap drinks. I'll buy a couple extra drinks because they're so damn cheap.
Yeah.
But then they fucking take my change. Now I paid more than I would have.
Exactly.
For just me.
How come they ain't got a man's night or something?
Fucking racist shit.
That wouldn't really be racist. I think that's more of a...
Sexism.
Sexism.
Bigotry. It's bigotry still. They're bigoted against men. I mean, yeah. Men mostly are pieces of shit and cruel fucking savages. Exactly. But hey, there's some good ones out here.
Yeah.
Don't let one bad apple spoil the bunch.
Like that fucked up saying says. That's another fucked up saying.
This should be the saying show. We just go over all the fucked up sayings. Or one hand washes the other. Well, not if your hand is washing your ass.
Yes.
Then it's washing your ass. Not the other hand.
The other hand ain't washing the other.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking sayings.
Kind of shit.
People latch onto them and they quote them. I'm going to put this on my Facebook.
Yes.
It's like I made it up. No.
No. Somebody else made it up, and you thought it was cool, and it really makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, no one likes your Facebook anyway. Loser.
That's like the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. What the fuck does that mean? The grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Well, if you've got dirt in your yard, and somebody else has got green grass, of course their grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Or, I was referring to a job. Well, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Who told you that?
Dummy. Have you looked at the grass? You idiot.
Have you grown the grass? Have you cut the grass? Have you sniffed the grass?
I just choked on the grass, but anyway. Ooh, I need a drink, man. I'm so thirsty right now. I'm glad we have some beers and shit. I have some vodka I might get into later. Fuck it.
It's a good thing.
We'll party it up.
I like being sponsored by Bud Light, even though they don't sponsor us, but we sponsor them because we buy their fucking products.
Mm-hmm.
What are you now, InBev? It's no longer Anheuser-Busch, it's InBev.
Aren't they owned by some Canadians or some shit?
I think it's a German company.
Switzerland,
like
Germans.
That. You know,
fucking Germans.
The last great American beer is gone.
How's Germany going to be selling some light beer? Amber or whatever the shit is. They like the dark beer.
Color they have it and call it smooth and refreshing.
I guess they don't give a fuck.
Well, they also don't like the cold beer out here. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know
how you would drink the warm beer to begin with. That's just disgusting.
Is it? I mean, I always think it's kind of cold when I see it in those big steins.
Well, you would think it should be cold coming out of those big steins. Are you drinking out of a big stein?
I would drink it if it was cold. I would drink it. I'll drink the beer. But if it really is hot beer,
hot
I don't
beer.
Know.
Jesus.
I like.
I don't even care for a hot shot.
That's what, no, I don't. I like coffee hot and hot that, chocolate. That,
yeah, shit, it's supposed to
be warm hot. Me up in the winter when my nipples shit, are all frozen and shit. Hot. Right.
I like a hot toddy here and there.
Yes, but stuff that's supposed to be warm.
Don't give me a hot apple beer. Cider. I'll don't take give me a one. Warm beer. That's no. disgusting.
Beer is supposed to be cold.
Skunky tasting.
I don't give a shit.
Should maybe be ice cold.
Maybe I'm just not cultured enough. Maybe that's the problem. I guess think what?
Others aren't cultured.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit. Fuck that. They ain't no cult, motherfuckers.
Who's to say who that they're who's right? Who's to
say that they're right with the warm beer and the warm milk and the warm everything else that they drink warm and the fucking shit
warm
that they
milk. Do. Oh, that's another yeah, one. That's I can't, another bad. Not gonna do it.
I don't really know if they drink warm milk. I just probably threw
it no, I
out.
Think they do. They drink it.
It's a possibility.
I think they
maybe drink they just it don't believe in refrigeration.
It makes them tired. Yeah, what's sleepy.
That warm milk? Yeah. Well, let's eat some milk and you can go to sleep. Mm-hmm. How does that make a you go to sleep? A warm
glass of milk.
I you guess it makes your eyes drowsy. I don't know what it does.
Shit.
I think it would run right through me. I'd be on the toilet and I'd be wide awake now.
Exactly. Now I'm shitting wide awake. Or I've got a stomach ache wide awake.
I mean, warm, do I really want to drink?
Most people would say, oh, it's probably because you're lactose intolerant. Not lactose intolerant people. I just don't drink warm milk. It don't make sense.
Especially at nighttime. That just don't seem...
I mean, if milk was right. supposed to be warm, it wouldn't be refrigerated.
I just thought of something. Titty milk is warm. Maybe that's where it comes from. It comes from...
Could be, you know, but...
It comes from...
I've never sucked on a titty and wanted to go to sleep.
Titty milk. I haven't either. Well, maybe I did back in the day. Way back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, as a baby, an infant, maybe. Like
when I was one.
When I can't remember.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure.
But I don't think in...
I fell asleep on a titty before, but it's been...
You fell asleep on a titty. You ain't decades. Sucked on a titty and fell asleep.
I don't think so, but I can't remember maybe what that far back. Never well, yeah, in real
I guess
life. Though,
I guess now in our age, when we suck on a titty, we're not really getting the milk out of it anyway, so who knows what's what.
No.
But I do believe if milk was made to be drank warm, it wouldn't have to be refrigerated. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Maybe it's with...
I mean, even when you were making powdered milk, everybody knows powdered milk, and if you don't know powdered milk, there's something wrong with you. Or you just lived a good life your entire life. And don't if that's the case, don't feel bad about it. You lived a good life your entire life. But you know, like powdered milk.
Mm.
You always wanted to put cold water in yes, the powdered milk.
Because you want it cold.
You wanted it cold. You didn't, want some, lukewarm fucking powdered milk.
No.
So I just don't think that the warm milk is anything. I think that's a freaking myth. And how long do you warm the milk? I mean, really.
30 seconds.
Do you warm it till
you're
it
starts?
You're
supposed to do it like you do with the baby bottle. You drip it on your wrist.
See, I just don't get it.
You drip it on your wrist.
I just don't get it. I mean, I would think that you would, you know, once it gets the skin on it, it's bad. I would think.
Like the top film?
Yeah, that top film, yuck. That skin.
Yuck. I ain't drinking that.
No, I don't want nothing to do with that. That seems unpasteurized and disgusting.
It seems like you shouldn't cook that. You shouldn't cook milk like that.
Not like that. And then
drink it. Not for a beverage. I mean, I don't know. What the fuck is even going on?
Yeah.
Is milk hot or warm? Now I'm confused to what it really is.
How is it supposed to be? Because I'm sure it comes out of the cow warm.
It comes out of titties and udders warm. We give it to the babies warmed up.
Yeah.
But they drink it cold. Well, and eventually they like it cold.
But now when you go to the store and you buy the milk, it's always cold.
It's always cold. They don't sell...
But why is that?
Milk... on the shelf unless it's a powdered milk, which you're gonna probably mix it with cold water, like you said.
My other things that seem to have this problem, and sorry if you don't want to hear this stupid shit, but you gotta think about it for a moment.
Fucking use your minds, people.
So if you buy like a juice or something off the shelf.
Ooh, right? I like juice. Yeah.
A warm juice.
Yes, I bought some the other day, yeah.
What does it always say? Refrigerate after opening.
I think
why you gotta refrigerate it after opening? But why? If you bought it warm, most people buy it warm and put it in the fridge.
I don't think you really have to, because sometimes I'll leave a big jug of juice on the side of my bed and it'll stay there for a day and a half and I'll drink it warm.
But why does it say refrigerate after opening?
I don't know.
Because I buy like these Gatorade and shit. And sometimes I don't drink the whole Gatorade each day, you know?
Yeah.
It starts cold and it gets warm. But yeah. It always says refrigerate after opening.
Yeah, but you can still drink it.
So, but when do you refrigerate it after opening? Like immediately? Can it sit an hour?
I don't know. It doesn't give you specifics.
Can it sit till you get to the last quarter of it, and then you have to refrigerate it?
Right. It should say it should have a refrigeration chart on the back, like a table.
Yes.
When, for
or maybe, how many milliliters are left? A special sticker on it that highlights and says you need to refrigerate me.
Yeah, it measures the amount of liquid still in the
yes.
container and also the temperature. This is technology where it's going to go. There's going to be smart containers.
Yeah, they have to tell you when you're supposed to eat shit.
Yeah, and it's going to get Bluetooth right
to when you're supposed to drink it.
Yeah, and it's going to beep at you when it needs to be put in the refrigerator or needs to be warmed up, depending on what time of day it is. Because apparently milk, you drink warm milk at night, apparently.
You can't drink it during the day.
I've never heard of somebody giving some warm milk to somebody in the morning.
All I know is that if you leave a glass of milk sitting out overnight,
I ain't drinking that shit.
By the time you drink that milk the next day, that milk is fucking spoiled rotten.
I'll drink a warm beer before a warm milk.
Yes,
any day of the week.
And I will drink that.
I will drink a hot beer.
Throwing up.
I'll drink like a hot beer. In the
trunk.
I'll drink a hot beer before warm milk.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I've drank beer out the trunk hot before, just being experimental.
But it's horrible. That's nothing but foam going in.
No, that's stupid.
You know you're about to throw up.
That's a stupid idea. You're accelerating your dehydration.
Wednesday drink day.
Woo! We're doing it up. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. I don't know. A lot of crazy things have happened in the regular news this week. My personal news, I really haven't had too much excitement going on.
I've had none, period.
I mean, I haven't instigated many things, but then again, why should I always have to be the instigator?
I've just been spending the last few days just laying low, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing going on.
It's not. I've been watching a lot of movies lately.
I've seen you've been watching a lot.
Yeah.
I went on a movie spree.
Yeah. I get on.
I watched A Million Ways to Die.
In the West. I watched it.
Yeah.
It had its funny parts. It didn't keep my interest.
I kept finding other things that I could do while this was on.
I can't buy it. And you know what? Nothing against Seth MacFarlane.
I think it's
MacFarlane.
Yeah, I think it's MacFarlane.
So
or something. It's the same thing. We're saying the same.
Obviously,
thing.
He's very talented. He's sold a lot of shows, and I don't really watch his other shows, but I know he's funny, and they're funny shows.
But you don't watch it.
But I can't
that quite buy him little...
that, and I can't quite buy him as an actor.
Yeah,
which he wasn't. I was looking, and his acting job wasn't really that bad. It's just
him.
Him. I think he's man. Imagine that movie. I'm just saying, no disrespect to Seth MacFarlane, but
but if you imagine another actor, anybody else in there.
Anybody.
I mean, anybody.
A star?
That movie would have been. It could have been a non-star.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Right, yeah.
True. I think anybody else in that would have been.
Could have been an up-and-comer, a new guy.
I mean, it was a decent movie. Like I said, it had its funny parts.
Imagine they put like a... I mean, they could have put anybody in there.
Yeah.
Any of the guys from the funny movies and the Seth Rogen anybody crew to the other crews. And Michael Cera could have been in there. It would have been hilarious.
Right. If Will Ferrell was playing that role, it would have been perfect.
It would have been funny.
Perfect. Because he would have had the funniness. I think what it was...
The physical comedy wasn't there.
And his expressions. If you ain't ever seen the movie, well, go see the movie. It's out on DVD, I'm sure, or something. It's not a plug or nothing for the movie. Because they won't pay us anyway.
Average movie. It was not our generation's Blazing Saddles, I know that. It
surely was not Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles. It wasn't even like near close to Three Amigos, man. I mean, come on. It was really far
Three Amigos,
off.
That...
It was really far off.
That
man.
Movie was amazing. That was a great movie.
I mean, it was way. It wasn't. Far
it
off.
Didn't have nothing on that movie. It was, and
it was entertaining. But I found myself finding other things to do while this movie was playing in the background. I feel like I didn't really watch the movie.
It became a setup.
The movie.
The whole movie was a setup for another dirty joke.
It's like a punchline.
Yeah,
punchline joke.
And then a setup for another dirty joke. And it's always like a
the worst part is that
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman just a whore, but. Her boyfriend, husband,
which was
fiance,
funny the first time. The first time though that they did the joke, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, but they kept it going through the whole movie.
They did the joke five times
until he finally got a piece of it.
Good God!
I'm like, how is that possible? And the best part was when he said, "Such and such wants you to be here." Well, when does he want me to be there? And what's the time? Because we're gonna go and do some whatever. She was taking it in the butt. It was kind of a horrible thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a bad... It wasn't the best movie.
Well, it was all a setup for another dirty punchline.
Yeah. Everything was a setup for another dirty punchline. It was like one of those movies where you seen it coming, and it was there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, if they had an actor, and no disrespect to Seth MacFarlane, whatever his name is.
You butchered that poor guy's name. It's Seth MacFarlane. Is his first MacFarlane. Name
Seth? Yeah.
Yeah, MacFarlane. It's not that one, because that one draws comic books.
But if... Oh, well, what's his name? You know, the guy, the Family Guy guy.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
Oh.
MacFarlane, but if I think, draws the comic books. I've got a few of his comic books.
But think if they had an actor in there that, you know, could deviate from that obviously read...
The script
word for word. They read the word for word.
And made it them.
Made it them. Owned the character.
Yep. It might have been a lot different.
Different level. It would be a whole completely.
But even the
level.
People that was in there, like Giovanni I mean, even he should have sold his character a lot more than he did.
He did kind of the same character he's been doing the past couple movies.
I mean, man,
the little weasel guy. He could have really went. He could have went farther with it.
He could have went all out.
He didn't stand out on the screen like he normally does.
They could have got that little dude from Superbad. The big dude who lost the weight. Jonah Hill.
They could have had him in there. They really underused Liam Neeson in my book.
Completely.
He was in there for 30 seconds where he shoots the old man at the beginning.
He tries to rape
And then you don't see him till the end of the movie, basically.
How come they ain't protesting Liam Neeson for beating and trying to rape that woman?
Because it's just, well.
I'm not for women beating. That was just a joke, folks.
Wednesday women beating.
I mean, if you watch the movie, it's kind of fucked up because they're on everybody else and people are losing their jobs and shit over little shit.
You can't even think about beating a woman. They'll get fired.
You know, in the Ray Rice situation, okay, he went a little too far. In Adrian Peterson's situation, well, he got spanked with a switch. Let it be.
You know what? Not too long ago, it was still okay to think about beating a woman. At least think about it and talk about it like... You could have said...
Yeah, you could talk about
it. Recently, you could have said, you know what? She might have deserved it. And people would
have accept it. It might be true.
Because it makes sense. But now, within the matter of months, a couple months, that is no longer acceptable.
See, here's where the problem comes in at. And see, in like certain situations... Now, like I said...
There's got to be a situation where they deserve it.
I'm not saying that Ray Rice was right in this situation, but there is no audio... From any of the video that they show. So there is no telling how bad he was being degraded or downtrodden or talked down to or talked badly to. And I'm not saying this might have happened. There's got to always be a breaking point.
You don't know.
Maybe he said a few times. My thing is,
you don't know what happened when that film cut on.
And when it cut off,
he might have already been at his boiling point when they was outside the elevator getting in the elevator.
Exactly.
And
show them walking down the street and they was arguing and some shit.
But think about what.
But you never know what was going on in between all that time.
Yeah.
And let alone you don't have an audio. You have no audio track. Because you can't.
Yeah.
Audio.
I mean that.
Now you're just honing in on private conversations. Who gives you that right? You have no audio. All you got is a video.
Mm.
So. You just can imagine the things. Imagine the things that would make you snap.
Oh, no. Hey,
your son.
Right.
Snap.
I'm knocking a bitch out. No, I wouldn't really. Well,
I would knock a bitch out.
I would probably knock a bitch
out. I'd knock a bitch
especially
out.
Especially if I were raising this kid for 20 years and then I'd find out it's not mine.
And now you
find. After he's already graduated, I bought him a car.
I've done everything.
Put him on my insurance.
I've done everything. Yeah, now I'm going to knock a bitch out.
Knock a bitch out.
I'm not talking about, you just dated this chick for a couple of years or a couple of weeks or whatever and. Had a kid and you might think it's yours but it might not be yours or whatever and it was a ratchet.
It's your lady.
That's not how I'm talking about. It's your lady. You know, your lady knows what buttons to push.
I think
maybe she pushed the right button at that point in time.
And I think you should only get a little bit of jail time for that. They can lock you up for a couple weekends.
I technically, in my mind, don't think you should get any jail time in that.
Well, if I'm saying they're going to at this point they have to, but it should just be a weekend.
But I think that in his case, he don't need no jail time. He's lost everything. You've taken everything from him. And you're the spin that the media threw on it, they're ruining what could be a great marriage between those two because they still wound up getting married.
Right. Oh, they made him fight more now.
Yeah. Because I'd be pissed off.
Oh.
If I was sitting there and I was him, I'd be pissed off because I would think, well, what did you say that made me knock you out?
Mm.
And now
I've been
screwing up our millions.
Let me tell you, I've been in a situation before where I almost had to knock a bitch out.
See?
Because it was with, I may have told you this story before, I can't remember. It was Stars Logic, had a monster over at my place, and she was butt naked, 300 pounds, chasing me around and around in a circle trying to get me.
Oh, hell no, I've never heard this story.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. Whew. And we're going to come back.
I wanted to knock her out, though. I almost had to.
And we're going to hear about this 300-pound behemoth trying to get
a
world hero.
Do you know who it was, too? You know her.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we'll be right back. Yes. I think we are. Things still working?
Seems like it is.
We've been having some technical difficulties, and one of our crew members is just fucking up again. This motherfucker!
Should have been here.
Fucking fired.
You know, we gotta take these piss breaks and shit, so we have to stop.
God damn, we're drinking a lot of beer for all you people trying to entertain you. We have to go back and forth to the restroom sometimes. Shit. Oh. So anyway,
behemoth chasing at World Hero.
So remember when I had my place out on the north side, on the north side?
Oh, yep, yep.
And I was kind of getting ready to move out of there.
Yep.
Like the last month I was there, maybe. So I'm hanging out by myself. I think Stars Lodgers comes over and we're gonna drink. And I think it was getting dark, you know. And we're drinking, talking shit, you know. There was all sorts of shit going on at that point with everybody. Our whole crew had fucking problems at that point. Everybody was getting broken up and kicked out and moving. All of us. I mean, except for a couple of, like, you and everybody else was moving around.
Moving around.
So, we're sitting outside.
I remember this night.
We're sitting outside on my deck. And he's on the phone, and he's getting some, you know, his style.
Yep.
I knew it was going to be a behemoth, but she's going to come over and party, I guess, you know, whatever. So, I didn't really realize this, but, like, after, like, 2 hours of drinking, and this chick is, like, still on the way, at some point I realized that he's making her walk.
Oh, hell no.
And it must have been miles and miles away, because this big, sweaty wildebeest dude... You know how I was kind of out in the country on the edge, right?
And you were out in the country.
And there was like there was a ditch out there, right? My backyard. There was a ditch at the top,
right at the front of it.
Right.
Yep.
Well, she came walking down the ditch, pouring sweat. I don't know what she had. I can't remember what she had. She had some drinks, some Zimas or something. I don't know what there was. I don't know what it was. Right. And I don't know if she was drinking them, but I know she started sucking them down. And I know this bitch was... She got out of control real quick. Mm. I think she was quiet at first, and then, you know, I started giving her the business. She tried to be, you know, smart-ass rude to me, and I destroyed her really meanly. Like, I just said terrible things about her mother and all that. Like, it just came out. But it was kind of fun. Ha, ha, ha. We laughed it off and whatever. And, you know, Stars Logic is whatever. I don't know at what point, man, that we were inside, right through the screen door,
uh-huh.
Right, where my deck was, and my dining room area is there, and then the kitchen's like next to it, and there was a little island thing. So I think we were standing around that little island, right? And I don't know what point this happened, but at one point, I forgot about this part. I know when this happened now. So she was in, okay, so we were standing there drinking, whatever. She was tore. I remember she was real tore. She went and used my bathroom. I'm pretty sure she fell down in my bathroom or something. And I had to go in my bathroom. And I had to basically drag this bitch out of my bathroom. Ramon, I'm telling you. And her, I don't remember if her, she had like pants down or dress up or something was bad, right? I just remember that. Her clothes were not all the way on, whatever. She was conscious. All of a sudden, my foot's wet. I got socks on. I'm in my house. I look, my socks are yellow, dude. This bitch, I'm pissed on my bathroom floor and fell down. Next thing I know, I'm physically trying to get her up because she seemed conscious and it's like she just needed help. And now I'm getting...
Hell no, wait a minute.
No. Check this out.
Hold on.
No.
She peed on you?
No, she didn't pee on me. She peed on the floor and I stepped in the piss.
God damn.
I know.
Hey, that's like the other saying.
No, it gets worse.
Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. But anyway, yeah, back to you.
So, next, she changed. The devil came in her. The devil came out of her. She said, "Rah!" I'm not lying either. I can corroborate this story with Star's logic. He'll tell it just like it is. Next thing I know, she takes her... I think she had a dress thing on. She takes it off, dude, and she's buck naked, growling at me with evil eyes like she's going to fucking eat me.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
And then she starts coming at me, and I start moving back. And I start moving away, and she's coming faster. Now I'm running around the island in my kitchen, round and round in circles. And this bitch is chasing me. Like, I'm telling her, stop, bitch. Stop it. Fucking, Star's logic is laughing his ass off. This asshole. I'm telling him, you better get this bitch. And I knew he was kind of scared. I'm serious. She was going to get me. She was going to kill me. And I was telling her, fucking bitch, I'm gonna call the cops. I'm gonna knock you out. Stop. Get her. Get this bitch. She's chasing me. She was coming so hard at me. She knocked into the side of the kitchen island and knocked the whole countertop off.
Damn. If you know Star's logic, he likes these big behemoths.
So then, eventually, I think I made a move. Like, I was trying to tire her out, and it was working. Right? But I wanted her to stop.
She was breathing too hard.
In my mind, I really got scared. I swear on everything. I swear on my kids.
Hey, I would get scared if a big chick was chasing me like that, man.
Because I was scared what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt her, but I can't let nobody just attack me. She was going to fuck me up. So anyway, I made a move, and I jumped over my couch, and I got to the other side, and then she must have got distracted, right? And Star's logic distracted her for a second or something. And so there was that split second where she stopped. So then, like, I had to do something. I needed her out. But I knew she wasn't going to go quickly. So I said, I she calmed down for a moment, and I kind of made friendly with her. I said, hey, let's go. You want to go get something to drink? Are you thirsty? Let's go get something to drink from the store, right? I'm like, this bitch has got, I got to get her outside. So, she was, like, not trying to leave. But I did manage. I got her in my car, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking drive her away. So, check this out. This is all true. So, by now, it's 6 in the morning, and there's sunlight out. Right? Party all night. And this bitch just chased me for an hour. So, I'm driving. I'm driving down the interstate. I shouldn't have been driving. I'd really stopped drinking a long time ago because the fun was fucking over, right? But, you know, it was early in the morning, whatever. And this is a long time ago when the laws were different. So she's in the back seat, dude. She
the
starts,
laws were never really different.
Well, they were a little bit different.
They were never really different. But anyway.
So she's in my back seat. She's in my back seat in my very car I got right now. And she was attacking me from the back seat. She put her hands on me while I was driving. And I almost really had, like, I was so close to having to really hurt somebody, and I didn't never want to. Anyway, I get her, I don't know how. I must have got a certain tone or did something, and she stopped attacking me. Or I mind fucked her, like, made friends, I don't know. But I drove, you know where this store is, right on the interstate on West 12th. A little gas station. It's not really a gas station because they don't got no gas. It's a little bodega right there.
Yeah, a little bodega.
Yeah. So I pull in there, right? Check this out. I say, we're going in there to get something to drink. Come on, big girl. Come with me. So I get out the car. She gets out the car. Oh, I forgot this part. Her shirt was on all wrong. Her head was through her armhole. Because I got her dressed and put her in my car. I swear to God. I got her dressed and put her in my car. Her shirt was all fucked up. So she got out of the car. This is like 6 in the morning at the bodega. Mm-hmm. We're walking towards the door. We get right up to the door. I said, I forgot something. I ran to my car. Okay? Hey, I went around the back of the bodega, right? I came out to the other side, and I couldn't get out on the street right there. So I had to go around. I come around. There she... Dude, she was standing there, like, coming towards me across the street, kind of. And then I just hightailed it out of there, and I got away. Star's logic is dying. He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm like, hey, I got to get rid of her. So, long story short, or short story long, she ended up getting arrested because she did go in that store and they arrested her.
Oh, well, they should have.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's crazy.
But that is just an example of one time where I really thought I had to put my hands on her possibly because she was coming at me. I was scared, actually threatened. I was really afraid for my safety.
I just don't know why you'd put her in your car.
I had to get her out. I had to get her away. I didn't want the police coming. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want nobody coming to my place.
I would have rode down the street and rolled her out in the car.
That was a good idea.
Roller right up the
car. My plan worked slick like a motherfucker.
That was a good plan.
I tricked her. I left her by the door. And she, when I came around the building, she saw me. She saw my car. I knew she was saying, you motherfucker. Because she started coming, walking across. And then I saw her turn back around. And then, I think Star's logic heard from her later. But you know this bitch. And let me have you tell the story about the same girl, because it's Mimi. I think it was Mimi. Remember Mimi that cracked her head, in your backyard? That bitch.
Yeah. It probably was.
I think it was the same one. I can't ever identify them or separate them, really. They all look the same.
They all look alike. They got one shape.
But.
And it's round.
I think it was her.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that was before or after she cracked her head open at your party with her massive amount of weight on your lawn chair. And just broke the leg and cracked her head.
It was great.
She got a concussion.
This dude loved these. It had to have been after he was over there. I think they met that night. Before.
Didn't they? I don't know.
Because they met that night.
So she cracked her head first.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she fucking... Okay, maybe this makes sense.
That might have been why she went crazy.
Right, because she had a flashback from us laughing at her when she cracked her head that night, which was funny as fuck, by the way, with her face covered in that blue eyeshadow.
Blue eyeshadow. Looked just like Mimi.
Y'all know Mimi from the Drew Carey Show, right? Yeah.
Just YouTube it.
I don't even watch the Drew Carey Show. I know who Mimi is.
Yeah, I know Mimi is. Man, I don't really think I ever watched a full episode of the Drew Carey Show. Seemed like a dumb show to me. But anyway.
Yeah. But that's just, you know, what if I would have slipped and she got her hands on me? Now what? I'm supposed to just take an ass kicking in my own house?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Now in Texas, you can shoot that motherfucker.
You feared for your life.
and you should.
You feared for your life in Florida. You could do that.
I should have. If I
you feared for your life, you just shot this motherfucker.
I mean, really, and it's not anything where I'd ever want to shoot him. I don't ever want to shoot nobody. But if it's a, if they're going to try to get me,
yeah.
Well, shit.
It's a difference.
And they're in my house and they won't leave?
You're in my house. I'm telling you to leave. I've asked you to leave. Well, you should have called the police. And then what? Sat here with this bitch chasing me around until they showed up?
She chased me around my kitchen island 30 times, dude. And she started slowing down. And she was... Did I mention she was naked the whole time?
Naked, yeah, that's disgusting.
And flopping.
Flopping. That's disgusting. And let alone, who knows what this bitch
in my house. I just stepped in her piss.
I mean,
you remember this? Like,
yeah, dude.
This was a horrible experience. I was assaulted. That to me, that's assault.
I was assaulted. Well, your foot was assaulted for sure.
Yep, I was verbally assaulted. I was foreign substances your assaulted.
Foot was battered. What they assault battery. They called it
attempted manslaughter.
No, when you throw that shit on people. What do they call that?
Oh, when you put all your skeet and piss and throw it at somebody. It's...
What do they call that? There's a legal term for it.
I know what you're saying.
If you ever listen to this podcast and get to this point of it, please tweet us what that legalese is.
I know what it is.
It might come to me at some point.
Excrement? No. Or is it something like that?
It is excrement something.
But it's something else, though. It's the legal term.
There's a legal term for it, and it's fucked up.
You got a name for it.
But it's a great legal term.
Yeah, and it can be just basically throwing your body fluids on somebody.
I'm going to bring that word to the forefront of America again.
So her charge would be, I mean, I agree, she didn't really throw it on me, but she planted it there for me to step on and trap me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Hey.
And then she attacked me, and I was trying to help her.
This is fucking horrible. I
was trying to help her get the fuck out of my bathroom.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Yes. Well, that was, yes.
Man.
Get up. Get up,
you monster. I thought the one we were going to talk about was the one where
I've been in
he just brought the chick over and then disappeared and left. And left the chick there. And we all left your place.
Oh, yeah.
It was just you.
Except for, no, what's his face? That bitch that ain't here right now. He was there.
He was still there.
Till I remember almost the very end. Well, he left before her.
Yeah.
Seconds, really. But he got out of there, too. He heard me. I had to be real mean to her. I had to be.
That's the one I thought she was about to bring up. Because that was messed up.
Well, that was the girl from Dial a Bovine game show. And then she showed up.
Yep.
And I can't remember if she brought us pizza or reefer or something. She brought something.
Something. It was one to three.
And then we, yeah. And then she stayed.
And wouldn't leave.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah, because we came, we went inside for a minute. We went inside for a while.
We went inside for a long while, and she was still outside.
We came back out, and she was standing in the middle of the garage, just standing there. In my garage. Standing in the middle of it.
And we had to ask where Star's Logic. Oh, he said he had to run and do something. And then,
you were, no, and then you were like, I'm out of here,
like,
y'all.
I was like, I said, hey, y'all, I'm about to... Hey, I got out of there. All I knew was I was... Because we was in for the rest... We was watching the fights.
We were doing, and we came out.
Messed up.
So I had to basically tell her, look, you need to leave right now. Oh, shh. I don't care where he went, and I don't care how you're leaving,
but you are
leaving. And that's how it went. It was real short and mean.
I wouldn't have... I can't think of any other way you would be able to say that.
Because she had to go now.
Especially when you just got left here, and the person that
invited you
over
leave,
here...
You know, if I ask you to leave and you're still here, now you're trespassing.
All I knew is it was hot. When I walked back out of the garage, she was standing there in the middle of the garage. I was just like...
By herself.
And when I asked, well, where's Star's Logic? Oh, he left. Oh, I said, bye. I gotta go home. Because I don't know what's going on in this shit here, but...
Little White Knight, that fucking guy, the White Knight, when I was telling her, yeah, you gotta fucking leave, he was like, whoa. He was doing that shit. Whoa, Dave. Oh, whoa.
Don't be so mean.
Yeah, and then that's what made him say, well, I'm out of here.
So mean.
White Knight.
Always
being nice.
To say, motherfuckers.
Whoa, don't say that so to mean. Them. Whoa.
Don't talk to him like that.
Yeah, what planet are you from, bro?
I don't know this person. She's invading my space. invading my space.
Whoa, wait,
don't do that.
The same guy that'll flip out and call you a homo, a pussy. Out of nowhere. He did it today to me on Twitter.
You pussy.
Call me a pussy.
Hey, speaking of that,
I don't even call him a name.
At Sprint Care.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know why they was even...
How many reps did they got working the same
case? Tweeting me on anything.
They told you stop in the store.
Yeah. And I'm like, why would I stop in your store? Why would I stop in your store? Do you even read what's going on? Man.
I'm going to go in their store.
That was great.
They haven't heard the last of me. Well, the whole thing was, they got a trade-in program. You can trade in your phone, and it's supposed to give you $200 for my phone that I got, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it says, I'm reading the terms and conditions, so I'm like, hey, what's this? Because they had a little other thing, like something not guaranteed or something. So I'm reading it, and basically you send your phone to them, and this is what you're supposed to get. Well, after they inspect it, now you may get your credit for what they said, or you may not. Either way, you do not get your phone back.
Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
hell no.
Fuck you.
That's crazy.
Guy that wants to take my phone for free.
Hey, you should do the... One of them's got... If you get the...
I'm just keeping
Apple
it.
Something... You can get like free unlimited data and something for $50 a month.
Oh, that's their more plan. Is that plan or something?
But no, I think it's not a Verizon. I think it's
Sprint.
Either AT&T or Sprint, one of the two.
No, Sprint has it too. My Way or all on My Way.
Yeah,
or some
and it's
shit.
Only for the iPhone 6 and
well, they
whatever
got
whatever the iPhone is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, and we'll buy you out of your contract. Sorry, Sprint.
They're
care.
All whores.
That will never happen. That will never, 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 never happen. Never happen.
I was trying to make a deal with them. I was like, let me trade in all my devices for 3 new iPhones. Deal? Maybe they ignored that one. Send us an email. Their email form says,
hey,
give me all your private information. What?
The whole thing was is that they said to send an email, and you said, I don't have an email. And I said, shaking my big ass head, or shaking my black ass head, or whatever, however you wanted to say it. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, and they respond to me talking about, you should stop in the store. And why? Why am I going to stop in your store? I'm not even with you people. Do you even read your Twitters?
No, they didn't.
What is this, a standard response to keywords? I bet that's all it
well,
is. It's a robo response to keywords.
Yeah, but some of them was putting little personal stuff in there. They were getting pissy.
Well, I didn't see all of them.
Oh, God, there's a lot.
I'm sure you've got a whole shit ton of them.
Probably 30 or 40.
We'll probably have to do that on the next segment.
Yeah.
Of listen or read the tweets that was sent. Because that was a little horrible. I felt, like, dejected. Like, they was like, I don't have a problem. / comments.
They want everybody to fill out the email form.
Man, why am I filling out the email form? Why am I going to your store for?
They just want to talk.
We'd like to strive to do something for you. What can we do for you? There was a million and seven things I wanted to tweet back to them what they could have done for me. But all I was thinking is Jesus.
You can shine my balls.
Man.
Now what? What else?
There it is.
What else will you do?
Lick my asshole dry.
Until it's dry, I say.
Until it's dry. Physically impossible, but lick it till it's dry.
Now go. That's right.
Go
till it's dry, I say.
Until it's dry. And that'd be great in a porno.
Be the longest porno ever in
shape. Ever. Ever. Asshole lickers.
Chicks' fucking lips start getting chapped and shit.
In asshole liquors, the chicks' lips would be all chapped up and shit.
So yeah, because they've been
in asshole liquors too. Would be the dude's lips all chapped up and shit. Bitch, I'm gonna suck your asshole dry.
What? That's impossible.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna suck your asshole dry, and all it is,
you know, it'd be
geared it'd be towards those niche. People who like it. Yeah, just that niche.
It would be a
people
big
who
niche.
Like to watch people sucking somebody's ass.
I saw a clip somewhere, and I don't know if it was a GIF or something, but it was a. I've never seen one. I've heard about it before, but I've never seen it ever. And I've seen all sorts of crazy porn, but I've never seen this where the lady fucking kicks a dude in the nuts. She kicks him in the nuts.
I think I've seen some porn.
But I didn't watch the rest of it. I'm assuming like she batters his nuts some more and then makes him nut or ties his dick up in something.
I've heard that people like that shit, but I don't.
But I saw the nut kick and I was like, oh no, I got to go to a different porn page. I got to go to page two. Next page. Now.
Cool. I got to go now. That's disgusting. I wouldn't understand why nobody would do that to somebody, or why you would like that. But maybe I guess that everybody got what they get off on. And wow.
Yeah, everybody's got their thing, but I've never.
I'm not going to let you kick me in my balls. That ain't happening.
Straight away to the balls? Fuck.
No.
No.
That ain't happening.
No.
I'd let a lot of other things happen before you kick me straight in my balls.
You can lightly play with my balls with your fingers, or you can put your tongue all in my balls, lightly and gently.
Lightly and gently.
Do not put no pressure on my balls. Yes. None. Yes. I'll do if I want pressure on my balls, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like fucking
I'll grab my own balls and do that. I know where I'm comfortable with it, my balls.
Right. I know the stress level my balls can endure. There's gonna be no kicking or slapping around my nuts.
That's just horrible.
Yeah. I can't believe though in all the years of porn watching I finally just saw that like randomly. Just kicked him in the nuts.
I don't think I've ever seen no porn like that.
Right. It was weird.
Never. That's like weird. That's weird.
And I've never, I don't.
But I'm telling you.
I don't know how it popped up.
I think that we should find some actors and actresses and we should do Suck My Asshole Dry.
And Asshole Liquors Too.
Asshole Liquors Too. I'm sure there's probably an Asshole Liquors. We probably have to Google this, but I'm almost positive. I worked in a porn store. I think I might have even seen Asshole Liquors.
Right. You pretty much grew up in the porn industry.
You know,
you did.
Yeah.
You was distributing porn for years. Porn.
The internet killed the porn stores.
I was more on the consumer side of porn, you know.
Yeah. The internet killed porn stores. It was great.
Oh, yeah. As soon as the internet came out, I was on porn.
That internet just killed the porn store.
Porn started right away on the internet. I was there. I remember it.
Man.
Right away. It would take...
Started with Thumbzilla.
Take 30 minutes to download a picture. Remember it loaded? Yep. Fucking line by line?
Line by line. Just bit. Oh, yeah.
When it got quicker, the whole page.
When it got quicker, oh, Jesus. You could see it going downhill.
Oh, yeah.
They closed the porn store, and then I'm at another store slanging porn still with kids' movies and all this shit, and the kids and the adults would come in, and they'd go to the porn store. Yeah.
That was the best porn store.
It was a great porn store I ever went
to, actually.
Oh, man.
Now, I've been to other porn stores and other
that
places.
That was a great porn store.
And they had fucking four locations or some shit. Yes.
That one that was downtown, boy, that upstairs.
I mean, wherever you were in the city, you can stop and get some porn.
Get some porn and watch some porn. And they took the porn away from the peoples. And they put it on the internet.
I think it's wrong.
It's all on the interwebs. Sometimes you gotta pay for it. Sometimes you don't.
Depends what you want to see.
Depends on what you're trying to see. What do you want to watch the whole video, or do you just want to watch just the freaking there? I'm getting it in.
Right. Because sometimes I like the undressing part.
Yeah.
I like the full video sometimes because I like when, you know, they take her little shorts off.
It's cool, but remember those corny pornos way back in the
day?
Where
it just has a fake story? That's ridiculous.
Some of them are still like that.
Oh, I remember some of all the porns when I started watching porn had storyline. All of them did.
Gang of porn in my day.
They used to all have storylines.
I know a lot of people probably say that they watched a gang of porn in their day, but I have... Literally.
You grew up in the porn industry.
Watched a gang of porn in my day.
Right.
I slanged the porn.
You distributed porn for years.
Yes. I got porn shipped to me. I got porn everywhere. I've seen a whole shit ton of porn. But I've never seen a porn of nobody getting kicked in the balls.
I know, right?
I mean, I guess maybe I haven't watched all that pseudo-masochist or whatever that type of porn is.
Me neither, but...
That crazy porn, and maybe that's where they do that, is in that crazy porn.
Well, it is, but I can't believe I mean, I've seen some of that on accident, I think, before, but I've never seen a kick to the balls.
No.
But I've seen, like, somebody's tied up and shit, and they got a leather thing on.
Yeah, or a
gimp mask or something shit, and they're fucking slapping them around with a whip.
They got the whips.
But I don't watch those.
I've never seen anybody get... No.
Right.
So I don't know how far that goes.
Exactly. Well, apparently it goes all the way to a kick to the nuts.
The balls. All in the rubber suits and shit.
And I just don't understand. I think I knew that they did that, but I've never seen... anybody do that? Do that?
It's just really different to me.
I don't know, man. You gotta, that, I mean, how can you take the punishment to the nuts? They gotta be, you gotta have, maybe you have dead nuts after a while so you can take it.
Why would you want to take that punishment?
Your nuts are dead, so you just, gives you a tingle? I don't know. I don't know.
Ugh. How could that even, I just don't understand that. Man, I don't like the freaking cool breeze getting too close to my nuts.
You know, I don't like nothing brushing against my nuts without no warning or no.
Unless it's, yeah, no.
I don't like it.
That's not cool.
Ladies need to be careful on the nuts too, because sometimes they'll put a nut in their mouth and they suck it too hard and it fucking hurts. Hurts badly.
Motherfucker,
I don't know. They're on sale. They didn't have the other one, so.
Why not?
Might as well.
Let's see what this is.
It is Wednesday, after all. Wednesday drink day, everybody. Wednesday
drink day, peoples.
Been chatting for a minute. I don't know.
Now, what are we at? 11:39.
Somebody keeps inviting me to this fucking Candy Crush game. I don't want to fucking play. I don't want to play Candy Crush. Sorry for that outburst.
Here's a little known fact, but it's probably not even really a really known fact, and nobody really care. I've never played this Candy Crush game.
Me neither, and they keep sending me invites like I'm going to fucking play one day.
It's like weird.
Not going to play. Look, we're not going to be friends on the game.
Okay? Never played this game, and I never will play this game.
I don't got time for that shit.
Not on the phone.
I don't got time for that shit. I want to play a real game if I'm going to play a fucking game.
On my phone?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't
got time for that.
Grown adult, motherfucker.
Right, I'm surfing the internet.
What are you playing, Tetris? Mm-hmm. Seems like it's Tetris. Candy Crush.
It's a Candy Tetris? I don't even know. I don't know how you do it. Never played it.
Never played it.
They keep trying to get me to play.
Ranks up people. Sudoku. Never played it. Never will.
I don't know how to play
it. I don't understand it.
They had these numbers and shit. I don't want to fucking.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't want to do no math.
Call me stupid, but I don't understand that math.
The only math I do is how much can I spend out of my bank account right now?
Yes. What do I have left that I can spend?
Yeah, that's all. I don't do no other math. Well, the other math I do is how many more minutes before I really have to leave?
Yes.
I do that math.
Yes.
And
it's always crazy.
I guess driving, I do a little math when I'm driving. Well, I'm going this much over the speed limit. I should slow down by this much. But not really. You don't really do math, though.
I don't really.
You just kind of let it happen.
Yeah, you can look at it and see it. That's not math.
You're right. It's more visual. It's just more of a conscience.
Yeah.
Conscious. You know what I'm trying to say. A thing.
Yeah.
But fuck math. That's what we have computers for.
Exactly.
To do the math. That's what they started doing.
Hey. I don't really think that there's you have your memory losses. Everybody forgets shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do when you forget shit? Okay, Google.
You gotta look it up.
And it's looked up.
And then you remember it.
And it's like, oh, that's what it was.
You probably forget it right away again when you look it up.
Oh, yeah, right after the fact. And be like, damn. But then there's shit you never forget. I found shit on freaking YouTube that I swore I made up when I was a kid.
And then you find it. Swear to God, I made it up. It was fucking real.
And it was real. And it was like, I didn't make that up. I knew I didn't make that up. Here's a prime example. Cinderella. I think it's Cinderella 2000, the dirty version.
I always called it the dirty version.
Yeah.
And I know it was made well before 2000.
Yes. It was, but that was just what they called it.
That's what they called it.
It was back in the 70s.
when they uploaded it. When they
I had to watch it again the other day. It's a great film. It was just like, Jesus Lord.
People haven't seen that movie except from our era. They've seen it.
Cinderella 2000 was the first porno.
That's what it is on YouTube, right? It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Somehow.
Cinderella 2000.
I think it's allowed on YouTube with the nudity and everything because it's a certified classic.
It's a classic.
But it's certified. It's old enough where it's like publicly archived and it's general public. Yes. It's art.
And I don't even really think it was that vulgar.
Mm-mm.
I mean, compared to the shit that you see now. Except for when
she's banging her cunt with the corn cob. And it's popping the popcorn.
That was a little crazy.
And her snapping pussy. And I use the C word because I think they use it in that movie.
Yeah, snapping cunt.
The snapping pussy, the snapping cunt. They're not looking for the slipper, you know, on Cinderella story, people, they're looking for the glass slipper that fits. They're looking for the snapping pussy that fits. So the prince goes around banging everybody till he finds that snapper. Cinderella's got that snapper.
Snapper.
She can pop popcorn in and everything.
All of
them. It's a great movie. People should really see that.
It's a good watch. Like I said, it's the first porno I had ever
seen.
Let
me tell you this. If people out there, if you watch Sharknado, and we all know that wasn't going to be a good movie.
But it was kind of a good movie.
Yeah, you should definitely watch Cinderella, the dirty version, or 2000, whatever it is.
And my other one was The Young Lady Chatterley.
Yeah.
I watched that porn on the UFW waves and shit back when you had to tune in to TV and see that shit.
Remember that movie where the girl played she was pretending to be a dude in high school? And then at the end of the movie, she shows her titties. That was the best part.
Damn.
Just one of the guys.
Just one of the guys.
Her brother was funny. He was a little dickhead brother. Yes. He was being a dick. And she was trying to get into a class or a school or something. She was playing.
No, she was writing a story. She was a reporter or something.
Yeah.
Said, men have it easier.
And then she made buddies with a guy. And they were like, guy friends. We're guys. We're the fellas. We're
guy friends.
And then when he finds out, what? You're a girl? She shows her titties. She had the best titties ever. I was like 7 and looking at those titties. So I'd watch that movie every time it would come on to see those titties again.
Yep.
I'd wait for it. I knew when it was going to happen.
Wait when it would happen.
That was a great movie.
That was a good movie.
Lady Chatterley, Cinderella Dirty Version.
Yep.
There was some other ones in there. I mean, there was, even a little nipple shot in a movie would make you watch the whole movie.
Be like, she's going to show her nipples.
Yeah. They're going to be on screen.
Showing nipples.
We used to. I remember when Madonna posed nude in Penthouse.
Yep.
People think it was Playboy. It wasn't Playboy. It was Penthouse. Because I saw it. Because I went to the grocery store. Me and my buddies took the magazine. We put it inside another magazine and read the whole damn thing and looked at her hairy armpits, hairy bush, hairy everything. Madonna was a hairy bitch.
She looks like she would be a hairy bitch.
Yeah.
She looks like the hairy type.
Yeah. And I must have been. I mean, I couldn't have been more than like 10, dude. I mean, what was I doing?
She genuinely looks like the hairy type.
Yeah. So she was hairy. If you can look up those pictures on the internet, you'll see some hairy bush. Yes.
Hairy bush.
Again, maybe she should have, I don't know.
Yeah, no. It was that era. You know, everybody had hairy bush back then.
Well, it was in style.
Yeah.
It was in.
Nobody was escaping of any sort whatsoever. It was just bush. It was an afro hanging out everywhere. It's horrible. The women, they shave the armpits, okay.
She is a savage.
Yeah,
She did not shave her armpits.
But I'm sure that was more of an artistic view on her end of something we're all apes at the end of the
day. Yeah, we're all human organisms that are all the same and blah, blah, blah. This is me naturally exposing my soul to the world, blah, blah.
This is me.
Look at my pussy lips. Well, you can't see them because they're covered in a bush.
But
you know they're under there. Ah, there's some art.
Right there.
Some artistry there.
My lips are right there.
All right, people. Well, if you want to call in next week, whatever, talk about your bush, your
just tweet
your pube situation. Tweet us. Maybe we'll give you a call.
Yes.
Until then, you sorry sacks.
Pound set. Pound Wednesday drink day.
Pound Wednesday drink day. Pound big bush.
Yes. Speak on it.
Yep. All right.
Wednesday.
Really, I think.
Wednesday drink day.